Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Christian Garrick a little bit under the weather this afternoon, so Bobby and I will take you till 8 o'clock tonight. And got some great guests. Deuce McAllister will join us in around the 5:30 time frame. And but right now on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, Jimmy Smith, who's the publisher of Tiger Details. And Jimmy, man, you knew all this was going to happen, huh? LSU going to the SEC championship game back in August. And man, what a great story LSU has been this year. And even after the first game, you looked how miscombobulated this team was all across the board. And just goes to show you Brian Kelly, his coaching staff, the maturity of this team, the production you got out of Jaden Daniels. You see those four freshmen, two starting tackles, and Harold Perkins, that linebacker, Mason at tight end, transfer portal people coming through for you. It's a storybook ride. Now, eventually, the storybook comes to an end, but I think they take care of business this Saturday against Texas A&M.
Well, and Jimmy, before you comment on that, if you'd have told me in August that LSU is going to be in the SEC championship game, I'd have thought you were a witch. I go, well, what does he know that can look in the crystal ball in the future? But, I mean, it's unbelievable what have you done for me lately, what the Tigers have done.
I'd have bet a lot more money on that over than I did.
Look, I'm telling you guys, I think 2019 was a magical season.
Yes, it was.
And I don't want to take anything away from that team. I think this is a better story. And I say that because this is a team that had 37 scholarship players last year when the season ended, right? You had, if I'm not mistaken, John Terry Kirkland taking snaps at quarterback at some point.
Right.
I mean – and then you have a coach who's so vastly different than the previous coaches in Baton Rouge.
That's true.
That everybody just thought it was going to take time for Brian Kelly's system to take hold and players to buy in. And like y'all said, week one, I mean, you couldn't have convinced me this team would have won 6-7 games, you know. And then
right.
Here we are now. And if I told you at the beginning of the year that during this contest one of these teams would be 6-1 in the conference, and one would be 1-6, you would have them flipped.
Yeah, you'd have the
A&M
Aggies. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, as magical of a story it is for LSU, I guess on the other end of it is what a disaster over there in Aggie land right now.
Yep.
You know, and a lot of LSU fans, if we go back 9-10 months ago, when they're looking for a new coach, Jimbo was at the top of a lot of people's list.
He was on top of Scott's list.
Yeah.
He was on top of Woodward's list.
He wouldn't be on anybody's list today. You know, he'd be on Santa's naughty list and get sticks
yeah.
and stones. That's about it.
Now, Jimmy, looking at Texas A&M and where they're at, to me, you know, because everyone focuses on, you know, we always say this, the quarterback gets too much of the glory to get too much of the blame. We're familiar with Max Johnson. He had an opportunity. And then you look at Haynes King, and then they got Wegman and all. But they don't know who's playing quarterback for them. So, to me, that's where it all starts. And that I'm looking at, they scored more than 24 points in this day and age just twice. And look at 11 games, they average in 21.5. Well, That's what you want your defense to give up, not your offense scoring.
Yeah, they scored 20 against UMass last week.
UMass!
And that's, with an offensive coach littered with what's supposed to be a lot of NFL talent, five-star athletes, things of that nature. I mean, there's no way to call it anything other than what it is, and a complete disaster right now. This is probably the worst, I think, football season in recent memory for that program, especially when you take all the expectations into account. And if you watch them play this year, it was obvious they don't really have a quarterback, not one that can lead them to where they want to be. And if we look back at Jimbo's history, he's been successful when he's had first-round talent at the quarterback position. You know, you take that away from him, and he's been rather average. And so without that quarterback play, this team's really struggled. You know, but I do think LSU needs to be cautious here. If we go back to two games this year, Alabama and Ole Miss, Texas A&M, they lost Alabama by 4. They lost to Ole Miss by 3. This team is still talented. They will get up for the big game. They might not buy into the system, but at this point, they're trying to save their season. They're trying to walk away with some pride, and this is their bowl game. So LSU has to be careful, because while the record's only 4-7, that team still has an enormous amount of talent and can show up at any given Saturday and stun someone.
Now, Jimmy, what's your take on this, where obviously you want Daniels to carry the team, him being the quarterback. But when you're talking about who you're going to give the rock to, and obviously, you got to protect that, right? Got to protect the football. John Emery, I'm looking at Noah Kane. They both combined for 122 yards and 22 carries against UAB and 4 touchdowns. But I heard Coach Kelly really kind of, when you're close to the goal line, they like Noah Kane and how he's protecting the football and he's getting in the end zone. So I can't think of his name now.
Who they really like is Josh Williams.
Yeah, Josh Williams. But they're dealing with injury, with his knee injury. So what's your take going forward as far as that running back combination? Is it like Emery's going to have to get back in the trust of the coaches and protect the football? Because he's one guy to me, like, you know, with Kane and you look at Williams and all that, he's the one guy that I think the touchdown he had against Alabama, those other two cats can't do that, if you know what I'm talking about.
But his history at LSU, and I know even from talking to Coach O and other people in the staff, was, hey, he would always tell me, hey, T-Boy, he leaves that ball on the ground too much.
Yeah,
that's why he's not playing. And I think you see it again. John's got to be more protective of the football in traffic.
But you have to, but those explosive plays that
Very few guys can do it like Emery.
Yeah, and there's nobody on this roster that can do it like Emery, that's for sure. And that's why they keep plugging him out there. I mean, you know, whether it's putting the ball on the ground, missing pass protection assignments in years past, you know, for every good play he makes, he seems to take a step back at some point. And it's got to be frustrating for him, you know, and frustrating for the staff at this point. You'd like to see him reel off 3-4 consistent efforts in a row. It hasn't been there. But yet, every game where they give him the ball 10 times, you're going to see one or two of those plays that make you realize that's why they still put him on the field, you know. And he's going through a lot. And just as someone that's followed these kids through recruiting, you know, I'm really pulling for him. I want him to have a strong finish here because I know he's going through a lot personally during his time at LSU. And you just want to see him string it all together, you know. And every time you feel like, there it is, there's John Emery, he's finally going to show up. And then we see something again, and it's like a head-scratcher, like, oh, John, that guy just ran right past you on the blitz. Or, John, turn your head around, that ball's coming your way. You know, there's always something. And so hopefully he can provide that spark for them. I know Noah Kane's always falling forward. Noah's like that old school SEC back, right?
Falling forward.
You know, always falling forward, really good in short yardage, doesn't waste a lot of movement. He gets downhill in a hurry. Might not have that game-breaking speed, but in games like this, late in the year when you're trying to hold off a team and just try to make sure you can get into the SEC game and give your chance a chance at the playoffs. Get that guy that gets 4 or 5 yards,
Jimmy,
you know, and run that rock and be protective of the ball. And I think going into this game, that ball security is playing big in these LSU coaches' minds. They don't want to give Texas A&M anything. So at the end of Saturday, I think you're going to see Noah Kane with more touches than John Emery. But I do expect them to experiment again with Emery to see if they can get some of those big breakout plays.
One of the guys that's really come on the past few weeks, I saw him a lot in high school, Savion Jones, St. James. Man, and when Savion It took him a little while to kind of get everything down technically. But you talk about an athlete. He was a really good high school basketball player. I got to see him play basketball a few times, but he was a tremendous football player. Could run the field, gave you great effort. And I heard Kelly talk about him today about, man, the effort, the speed, his get-off. So late in the year, okay, he didn't have a lot of experience, but now he's got some experience. He's part of the rotation now up front. Man, I'd keep an eye on Savion because he's a guy that could make you a couple of big plays to swing the game your way.
Yeah, and, you know, he was in your neck of the woods, so I know you got to see him a good bit in high school. And I think all I saw in high school, all I said is once this kid learns how to play with leverage because he's naturally plays somewhat high at 6'5", 6'6", I said, and then add some upper body strength, the sky's the limit. I mean, Mike, when he was coming out of high school, I thought if he's persistent and bettering his craft, 4 years from now, he could be a first, second-round pick. I think he's got that type of ability. And when you've got 18 and 40 running around out there and everybody on the offensive line, you know, pointing them out and they're going to double Perkins here and they're going to chip here, that allows a guy like Savion Jones, who's going to have a lot of one-on-one blocking, you know, to make some plays. And I really like how his game's rounding out. And I think when you start to see these guys develop, when you see guys like Mason Taylor and these two offensive tackles, those are positions that's really hard to make that quick adjustment to play in the SEC football. And when you see Savion Jones coming along, to me, that just shows that the team as a whole is really buying in to the system and developing as players. And we're seeing that player development play out as the season goes on. And this is something I think that you could say might have lacked in recent years under our past coaches. So, you know, it's very good news for LSU on that front. But I'm with you. I think Savion Jones is a future star. And I think he's going to have a big impact for the rest of this season and moving forward in his career.
Well, Jimmy, I'm glad I got to talk to you because I always trust your opinion. You know, you've been there, done that, and all that. And because I always look past Texas A&M because we are in the SEC championship. We are going to play the Georgia Bulldogs. Okay, and I was looking at, you know, the passing game. It seemed like we turned a corner looking at Jane Daniels. He shined, to say the least, against Florida, Ole Miss, and Alabama. He completed basically 72% of his passes. Right on the 800 yards, 7 touchdowns. And then you look against Arkansas. And the reason why I say that, man, I was like, what? You got to throw for – we threw for 86 yards. I'm like, Arkansas was 129, giving up 302 passing yards a game. They sacked them 5 times. You know, the game plan always comes into play. But that was puzzling to me. You know, he went 8 of 15 for 86 yards, didn't score a touchdown, only the second time this season. Then he threw a second pick of the year. And then all of a sudden, you look at UAB, he bounces back. He had 6 completions over 15 yards, another 5 over 10 yards. He finished right at 300 yards passing, 297, 111 yards rushing, most of that by halftime when you truly break it down. And you look at right now, he's almost 2,400 yards. 740 yards rushing, 26 total touchdowns. I was reading where he joined Joe Burrow, Rohan Davis, Jamarcus Russell as the 4th player in LSU history with more than 3,000 total yards of offense in the season. Now, why I'm bringing this up and we're playing A&M. A&M, the one thing, now maybe because you can run against them so you don't have to pass. They've allowed 211 yards rushing per game. But they're like 2nd right now in the FBS, only giving up 152 yards passing. Do you think that Jane Daniels will have success passing the football against A&M?
Because those 4 guys for A&M will all play in the NFL one day. I'm just telling you.
You're talking about their secondary.
In the secondary.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's why.
I would say the majority of their defensive players are going to play in the NFL.
So that's what caught my attention. Now, they've intercepted only 4 passes, but they only get up 152 yards passing per game. So, and I all know, I look at Georgia, and that's why I brought it up. I mean, I look what they did against Hooker in Tennessee. So, I don't know. Hey, help me out, Jimmy, there. Give me some confidence. Jane Daniels is a passer against A&M and then against Arkansas. I mean, against Georgia.
Do it for A&M first.
Yeah. I think, you know, we had, 3-4 good weeks in a row, right, where it felt like, man, they've really turned the corner in this passing game. for the first time in maybe 5 weeks, I feel like the LSU offensive line didn't really win the line of scrimmage battle. And I think that played a key role in it. If you notice Daniels in the beginning of the year, he was one, maybe two reads, and he was out.
He was gone.
As soon as he pulled the ball down to escape the pocket, escape the rush, that ball was tucked away like a running back. He wasn't even looking for options in the passing game, you know? So I think he's shown and proven that when given time and some protection and the game plan and the calls work in his favor and they let him do the things with his own pulls and all these type things that he can do, you know, he's been effective. So, and that's with most quarterbacks. But, you know, when you go back to the great ones, you mentioned some names, Joe Burrow, Rohan Davey. If you want to be that level quarterback, you've got to be able to deliver strikes with a rush in your face. And that's what we haven't seen from Jaden Daniels yet. If LSU's offensive line sleeps in and doesn't get off the bus and doesn't play well in this game, it's going to be a long day for Jaden Daniels. As Mike said, that whole front might be in the NFL one day. And there's players on that back end.
I know it's going to be playing in the NFL. Man, they got talent, but how much has he gotten out of it? And I do think the loss of Elko as defensive coordinator has affected A&M. DJ Durkin, man, I don't understand what some of the stuff he does.
Well, the only thing is, Jimmy and Mike, is that, you know what? The defense is doing their job. They're giving up 21 points a game. You have 21 points a game this day and age. You should be undefeated, but the offense is only scoring 21.
Yeah, so that's why you're in the spot you're in. Right. Jimmy, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. We really appreciate it.
All right, Jimmy.
Always, guys. Take care. We'll talk soon.
Thanks so much. Jimmy Smith, publisher of Tiger Details. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Bob, you have, I think it's 0253. Say,
yes.
Honest answer, guys. If you had a choice between Alvin Kamara or Christian McCaffrey, who would you pick?
Oh, it's not even close. It's not even close. I guess it's a little bit close. I think they're both 1 and 1A. McCaffrey's not getting suspended next year. I think Alvin Kamara, I don't know, Mike, the suspension, that's pretty serious. It might be 6 games, whatever.
Or more.
Exactly. So I think they both studs. I think it's a win-win whether you had McCaffrey or you have Alvin Kamara. I always say this. The Saints want to utilize, can you get out of Alvin McCaffrey? Alvin McCaffrey.
Can you get out of McCaffrey what the Panthers got out of him?
Right. But they ran him into the ground. But Alvin Kamara, you know, we want, like, I always say this, 125 to 130 total yards as a pass receiving running back or running the football. Well, I think the 49ers are looking at Christian McCaffrey, as like, can we just get like 100 plus? I'm telling you, not like running him into the ground where he's getting 25, 30 carries. Carolina screwed that up.
I think if Mitchell, and again, it's a big if he can stay healthy, he would be your bell cow.
Yes, yeah.
As a runner.
But, Mike, they want that one and two punch, you know, like, and that's good. And, you know, you need to have a complimentary back to Alvin Kamara when you think about the Saints and where we're at. But the one thing going forward, I would take Christian McCaffrey over Alvin Kamara. Now, if I'm looking into the future, because Alvin Kamara will get suspended next year. And Christian McCaffrey, I don't know, he might get in trouble. I mean, I don't think he will, but he might. I don't know. But right now, you know Alvin Kamara is going to get suspended at least 6 games, if not more, depending on what happens. And Christian McCaffrey is going to be available unless he gets hurt.
We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870, and Deuce McAllister will be joining us right after this break. Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, and we're joined this afternoon by Deuce McAllister. Deuce, thanks so much for joining us this evening.
No problem. Mike, are you keeping Hebert straight?
Deuce, ask me another question.
Yeah, sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes.
Hey, actually, come on, you know the answer.
I thought today was just a different day, a new day, since, you know, we had maybe a holiday coming.
Deuce, I got pedal to the metal. I'm bringing it 24-7, 365.
You got to take at least a holiday off, Bobby.
No, I did that when I was younger. I mean, I don't have no kids in the house. I'm going to go tomorrow to T-Bob with the grandkids.
You got the grandkids.
But that's tomorrow. That's tomorrow. I'm going to be – and T-Bob is going to have a baby in early December, so I'm going to be a grandpa again. So I have
another girl?
Yeah. We don't know yet. We're going to wait and see till it comes out, but the heartbeat says it might be a girl. So I don't know.
Man, you like me. You surrounded by women.
No, I end up having my wife, JoJo, her daughter, Danny, and Josh.
T-Bob can't get right.
No, he's like my brother. My brother had 4 girls. T-Bob might have 3 girls.
That means you can't get right.
No, I don't know. I think, Deuce, is that all of a sudden having all these girls that they ain't coming back to haunt me. That's not the right word. It's like all of a sudden.
Punishment. You're getting punished.
No, it's all what punished. I did. It's all what I did in life. Yeah, it's coming back. Don't you mess with my granddaughters. I'm going to tell you right now. But, Deuce, always come up with these, like, I'm going to thank Steve Geller for sending me this. Interesting tidbit. You know how, now, I think we did a good job, I'd say, tackling against the Rams. Not so much against the Ravens. It was almost embarrassing at times. But I tell you what, Deuce, we better come to tackle against the 49ers. I was telling Mike this. I said this earlier.
They're built for yak yardage.
Oh,
they're
God.
They are built for yak yardage.
Yes,
Deuce, I told Mike this and I told the listeners, look at his sample size. The most yak yards over the last 5 seasons, they got 3 of the top 5 guys. Deebo Samuel, number 1. George Kittle, number 2. And then even with the injuries, Christian McCaffrey's number 5. Now, the other guys are Cooper Kupp with the Rams and then Austin Eckler with the Chargers. So, Deuce, we better tackle or we better swarm the ball. Now, we want to create turnovers and punch it out, but we got to have 2 or 3 guys rallying around the ball, or it could be a long Sunday afternoon.
No, I agree 100%. I mean, the majority of their plays, they take shots, but the majority of their plays are for them to be able to catch and run. I mean, that's how their offense is built. And so it's interesting, though, they have the dynamic now with Christian McCaffrey to be able to play really 21. I mean, and so that's with a fullback in the game. They don't have to play 11 personnel like, you know, some of the teams have to play to try to get an advantage. They can play 21 with a game, and they feel like they have the advantage. And so it's just interesting how the Saints – I'm interested and intrigued to see how the Saints try to play them, because, Bobby, normally when you play a team like that, then you want to be able to go, hey, look, I want to go big nickel.
Right.
The Saints don't have a true big nickel personnel, because your big nickel, he better be able to cover. He better be able to cover your nickel cornerback, your big nickel.
So do
color,
you,
if not.
Yeah, so you were kind of breaking up there. Would you say in the past the big nickel, would that have been CD Deuce, Chauncey Gardner, or what?
Yes.
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 And we don't have that
yes.
now.
No, I'm just saying, you know, you have Evans that is that guy now.
Man, he's going to get torched. Come on.
Well, I'm just saying, he's not the cover guy. He can play in the box, but he's not the cover guy. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised maybe if the Saints go with PJ in that position and just say, hey, look, I know that he's a sure tackler and he can cover it as well as play in the box against the run.
Deuce, one of the things with the 49ers over the last 3 or 4 years, it didn't matter, so to speak, who played running back for them. That guy was successful. Their system, how they block people up front for them. But they got a dude I saw in high school in Elijah Mitchell. And, man, he was so part of a threesome, so to speak, at University of Louisiana. And he's had some injuries, but, man – Elijah is a guy that if he can stay healthy, he gives you a dynamic of a power back with some scoot, and he sort of balances the scale with McCaffrey at the halfback position. I think, look, defensively, they built on speed and physicality and getting to the ball and stopping the run. But, man, Elijah, if he's healthy down the stretch, he's a load and a half.
And you know, Deuce, Elijah Mitchell, I'm looking at this. You know, he was right under 1,000 yards, average almost 4.7 yards a carry. And then you add McCaffrey to that, that could cause – and you got Deebo Samuel, that's a lot of headaches there.
No, I agree with you 100%. I think, you know, his ability to be able to just to be a complement to what Christian McCaffrey does and then to be able to throw Deebo Samuels as a runner, I mean, it's a problem. And I think the most paramount thing the Saints can do this week is tackle. Line up, play football, but
amen.
If they have plus 10, plus 15 missed tackles, man, that tells you that was a long day. I mean, you've got to be able to get after the quarterback and really make, you know, it's make Jimmy beat you. You want Garoppolo to beat you, have to beat you as a thrower, because if you allow them to be able to use play action and run game, man, they are low.
You know, Deuce, you know, everyone, I don't know, oh, we got to get rid of Jimmy G. I don't know. I always say this, and I've told you and Mike this, and I've said this to the listeners. There's 32 teams. There's not 32 starting quarterbacks. And then you just do that plus two, then you're talking about like 64. But looking at the starters, and whether you're a Trey Lance fan or not, all I know is Coach Shanahan, Mike, and Deuce, you go like this. I'm like, what was the record – with Shanahan, with Jimmy Garoppolo versus all other quarterbacks?
It's like 29-12 and then 9-19 without him.
What? If I'm Shanahan, Deuce, I'm like, oh, man, well, Jimmy G's not going to be here. All I know is when he's there. Now, we hadn't won a Super Bowl, but I know
but he got you there.
No, we're a winning team. I mean, it's unbelievable what Jimmy G has done with Shanahan compared to the other quarterbacks that they've plugged and play him.
No, I agree with you. I mean, but here's the one thing about me. I feel like that you can rattle him. You can get after him, and he's going to give you an opportunity to make a play. Now, if he feels comfortable back there and he feels like that he can play action and be able to throw the football, you know, without any worry, then he can carve you up. And he's won games. I mean, no doubt about it. You know, like you said, he just hadn't won the big one, but he's won game. He's comfortable in that system, and he betted on himself. I mean, they tried
to
move him. They tried to trade him, but they were not able to. And then, lo and behold, he ends up and becomes a starter anyway.
now, because of the injury to Trey. And
but the 49ers my thing are is, glad they have him.
Do you think the 49ers would be in this spot if Trey Lance was quarterback?
I mean, I don't.
I don't think they'd have this record.
I think so.
Okay.
I do think so. You know, maybe one win less, maybe two wins less. But I mean, I think they're in the same position because look at it. I mean, a lot of what they've done is because of McCaffrey in the last four games or five games, whatever it is that he's been a part of it.
Yeah.
But also, you got to remember they've got a pretty good defense. Now they've been beat up.
Yes.
I mean, because this is a team that lost to the Atlanta Falcons, but they were not the same team that lost to the Atlanta Falcons.
And the Bears.
I think they were, yeah. Because they were missing, what,
they were hurt.
Five defensive starters as well.
Yeah, they were hurt, Deuce. And, boy, you know what, Deuce, please tell me you like this plan. And I played quarterback, and I think, you know, you're around the NFL game at the highest level. But, you know, it has to be, oh, if you have two quarterbacks, that means you have none. I'm like, I don't know. It's all about winning. Can you be a team player? So I kind of like the formula. Andy Dalton, 70% of the snaps at quarterback, and then Taysom Hill, 30%. And just try to keep defenses off balance. And Andy Dalton checked his ego at the door. He's just trying to win, and he has no problem with that. Coach Allen and was kind of playing the media about, Andy was having a problem with they taking snaps away from him. What? Andy Dalton just wants to win. He has no problem. So I think going forward, now, could Pete Carmichael, can you implement a game plan where you have that formula? Because it's all about, mismatches. And all. I like Andy Dalton 70% and Taysom Hill 30% taking snaps.
Bobby, it's tough. I'm going to just be real with you. It's tough.
It's tough for the play caller or who?
Well, it's tough for the player. Not for the play caller. It's tough for the player. I mean, because you want to be in every snap. If I get every snap, I want every snap. But, I mean, if it's gonna allow my team to
that
win,
that might be Jameis Winston.
I'm gonna do whatever it takes for my team to win. But it is tough to be able to do that.
I don't agree with you there, Deuce. Let me tell you, I share snaps.
You may not have shared snaps. Okay. I shared snaps with two Heisman Trophy winners.
But
I know what it was like.
But
it was miserable.
All I'm saying is this. Okay, that's the running back position. They do it by committee. They never normally do the quarterback by committee.
It wasn't about no committee. I was going to get 25 touches. I mean, it wasn't about no committee. I want my touches. It wasn't. I mean, but I hadn't won. So getting 25 touches a game, I hadn't won. Hey. So I was willing to do whatever was best for the team.
The only thing, because you're a team player, okay? The only thing I could tell you, if Jameis Winston was in this situation, because he still thinks he's the man, he just needs to worry about making a living. Everybody's talking about, like, Jameis Winston. Oh, boy, what a good team player. That son of a gun's getting paid $11 million. He should be the best damn cheerleader they have. I mean, come on. He ain't hurt in life. Now, he wants to be a future, like, franchise quarterback, and they get paid him. He gets opportunity. Then he has to take advantage of that situation. But right now, Andy Dalton, I don't think Andy Dalton has no problem that if they're winning and he's playing 70% of the snaps, now Jameis might have a problem with that, but Andy Dalton don't have a problem sharing that with Taysom Hill, I don't think.
So we're former players, and as we know, you never count another man money. And we both know that. I mean, and so just because he's making $11 million doesn't mean that he doesn't want to play.
No, he can make
$100 million, but I mean, that still means he still wants to play. Just because he's making the money and not playing doesn't mean that he doesn't want to play.
Well, I can tell you what, you give me $100 million, I'll be the best cheerleader and I don't have to play a lick. I get, like Chase Daniel started 10 times and made $40 million. Because it's all about providing.
This is going to last a while.
No, it's all about providing for your
Deuce,
family.
Dude, thanks so much for joining us this evening.
Take him away, Mike.
I'm like, hey, man, I'm keeping it in the real world.
Happy Thanksgiving, Deuce.
I'm not talking about it. Oh, yeah. So I was the Heisman Trophy winner, number one overall draft pick. Well, maybe not as good as you think. More sports talk here on the Big 870.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's better over here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.